my daughter.
If you want to take my daughter out, you've got to go through me.
So Date My Daughter is where a dad named Phil picks a suitable man to date his daughter, and she just happens to be Miss Shropshire. Now, we've got Phil on the phone. I don't know what's been going on over there, Kat, but you've been chatting to him off air and giggling away quite a lot, haven't
you? Yeah, a little bit.
I think we need to... Phil, what have you been saying to her?
Just chatting her up, you know, OK? Look, you can't go back a long way, you know.
Look, if you want to date my co-host, you've got to get through me.
Here we go.
As I understand it, Phil, you're now a celebrity because we've sent a picture from the Staples that you go to about pictures of you and everything.
Oh, you'll believe this, right? These girls, they just came up to me, put their arms around me, and they said, you're dating my daughter, aren't you? And I went, yeah. So then they all had a photograph with me, right? Couldn't believe it and everything. One wanted the autograph. I couldn't believe it. Then I went to Tin House Chinese at Wellington last night. I had a free Chinese off them.
Do you know, it's funny, Phil, because there are two sides to every story. And we've just spoken to Tracy from Staples, and she said that you tried to sell her an autograph and you asked that she should have a photo with you.
I know. It's all coming out now.
Ah, there you go. The truth.
Got ya.
Well, to be honest with you, right, I said to my wife, I was going to take her to up to the town centre yesterday, yeah? Mm. But I said, if I go up there, I'm just going to get mobbed. You know, they all want selfies and everything with me. Unbelievable. Yeah, but we free Chinese was nice last night.
So for the last sort of week or so, we've been playing out clips from the interviews with our potential people who are going to be dating Amy. A bit of feedback is, Coy's a bit nasty, is that Phil? I mean, what have you got to say to that?
To be honest with you, I had to grill him. Free Radio told me to grill him. But you know something? Those three lads are really, really nice lads.
So as a result of grilling them, okay, do you think then you're happy with the final three? You like the guys you've got?
I'm happy with the final three. They're really, really nice guys. Do you actually want to know who they are?
We do. So, yeah, it's time to announce the final three.
The first lad is a builder from Telford. His name's Jamie.
Oh, brilliant. We really like Jamie. Okay, so Jamie's the first name in our final three.
The next lad, he's a student and he helps his uncle with carpets in his spare time. I'm a carpet fitter too. Jordan's through to the final three.
Oh, I love Jordan. He's so sweet.
And finally, he's a boxer who wants to be a policeman. It's Kazim.
Right, so we've got Kazim, we've got Jamie, and we've got Jordan. That's our final three.
Brilliant.
Well, thanks for coming on, Phil. It's great to hear our final three. We will get the final challenge sorted.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Kat and Nelly. But I'll tell you what, I'm not being funny. I am actually getting fed up of being mobbed.
Yeah.
Elvis has left the building. Bye.
Bye. Cheers, darling. Bye.